With hockey season officially here, it's time to begin our weekly Fargo Force Coaches Conversations. And this week, head coach Brett Skinner. Coach, how are you doing? And is it kind of crazy to you that hockey season's already back, even though it feels like it's been in the mid-80s here in Fargo for the last month?
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't be able to tell you the weather at all the last few weeks here, as I'm usually coming out of the rink when the sun's going down and going into the rink the next day when it's coming up. So I hope you guys have enjoyed that anyways. But we've been up and running here for a few weeks here, and it's been a good training camp. Certainly at that time when the kids were rolling into town, it snuck up on us a little bit. But now that we're up and running, obviously excited to get the season going.
And for those who maybe don't know your staff this season, there was a lot of guys that there was departures, guys coming in this past offseason. Can you just give us a little bit of a tale of the tape, really, as to who the guys you have on staff are this year? And your associate head coach, Jimmy Mullen, you have Hampus, I'm going to pronounce his last name wrong, your director of scouting, Hank Johnson, your goaltender's coach, and then Carson Kosabat, an assistant coach. Can you just give us a little bit of a feel for what each of those guys brings and what we should expect from them this season?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, one of the good problems to have with our organization is when colleges, need to hire someone new. I feel like we're one of the first places teams come to. And losing Jimmy Spratt to Miami, and then we lost Jackson Keane to Bemidji State. Obviously, really happy for those guys and proud of them that the success that and you know, just kind of the experiences they gained here, we're able to catapult them to the NCAA level. But at the same token, with that kind of track record we have now moving coaches on, we got Jimmy Mullen back from Merrimack. So kind of a rare move where someone wanted to leave the NCAA to come back here. And I think it speaks a lot to our organization. He's a former Force player, and his passion for the organization really is what kind of led him back here. And knowledgeable, worked at the NTDP, the national program, where he's got a nice background in skills work and skill development, which will be really, helpful for us utilizing in practices and after practice. And then, has been a part of a few assistant coach for the Holika team, those types of things. So he's a really good pedigree. It's going to be a great opportunity for the kids to have high quality coaching. And then bringing in Hank Johnson, the goalie coach, obviously losing Jimmy, bringing in someone. We feel it's important that the goalies have someone here every day. He'd worked the previous 2 years in Des Moines, and his summer program that he works with is kind of a group of goalies that I have trust in and have worked with in the past. So it's kind of falling under an umbrella of coaching style that I'm familiar with, and he's been a great fit so far. Fits in his personality fits in well with the staff. And then late in summer, we brought in Carson Kosabat, kind of a younger guy coming out of just playing. But he does have a really good background in skill development as well. Even maybe a little bit more so on the skating side, which was something that, I felt is something that we could have improved on. He's a younger guy. He's going to be able to relate to the young kids. Keener was kind of that guy where, a little bit of a therapist as well. Where the kids can go to, I think Carson will, kind of fill that role, and local ties and all that type of stuff. So really positive to add him. And then Hampus Schodel as the director of scouting, just with the new landscape of junior hockey with the CHL rule change and all that stuff, we felt like it was really important to have, broaden the structure of our hockey ops side, where he's going to be a little bit more, he's only going to be scouting. He's going to be talking to our affiliates. There's so many more positives to having someone who's just tied in completely to that side of things now, where there's just a lot more recruiting of even the kids you have under your umbrella, where before you used to draft them and then they show up to camp and you tell them if they made it or not. Now it's just constant recruiting. So I'm really lucky to get the high quality people that we were able to this summer. So far it's been great in the office as far as everyone getting along and all those types of things, but obviously a lot of excitement moving into the season.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to meeting the majority of them. Jimmy had a chance to meet him during his presser a couple months ago. Carson, from a distance, watched him when he was at the high school level for towards the tail end of his high school career. The other two, I'm looking forward to just being able to have conversations with these weekly conversations we're able to have. As you guys just wrapped up preseason play, you finished 5-0 in that. There are a few guys that are returners from last year, a lot of new faces. Where were you guys at as a coaching staff in the confidence that you had in that team that you put on the ice each and every preseason game as you guys were so successful in those preseason matchups?
Yeah, obviously the preseason is definitely not about wins and losses. You're trying to build your team identity. You're trying to, you know, evaluate kids and give them a fair chance. That's always better to win and learn through winning. But, you know, we've obviously, you know, we had some pretty positive results in the preseason. I think it's interesting when you look at, I think now, you know, making our team this year, there's one kid on our roster that was at training camp with us last year. And then you really only have, who is Lendo, our goalie. And then you really only have Lendo, Crater, and Butella. I hope I'm not missing someone, but I think those are the three guys kind of held over for the end of the last year. So you can really see, obviously, some of the moves we made towards that trade deadline last year. I think we have now 8 extra bodies on our roster from making those moves, which, you know, it kind of stung at the time, but I thought we weathered the storm pretty well. And a couple kids that, you know, we tried to manage it where we weren't completely selling, and we got bodies back at the time for kids that still went into school and they're not here. But at the same time, it's that future piece. You know, the two phase two first round picks that we got, the phase two second round pick, those are bodies now, and they're real kids and they're good players. And, you know, the future consideration now is a kid who's in town and he's a face. And, that's kind of been the exciting part of having it all come together where, you know, at the time you're trying to hold on for the last season. Obviously we're always trying to win here and do the best we can. But, you know, now that season's over and, you know, you're sitting there coaching these kids, you're certainly happy with some of the decisions we made.
Yeah, I really was impressed with being able to stay competitive but still making a ton of those moves you had mentioned towards the end of last year. Maybe not even a true answer to this question, but just seeing the preseason roster with some local guys like a Zach Zimmerman who won a state championship with Brooks Cullen last year at Moorhead High. You've got a couple other local guys like Garrett Lindberg from Moorhead, Bryce Mattern, who grew up in West Fargo playing for West Fargo High. There's a couple others I didn't even throw out there, but where are you guys at when it comes to scouting and trying to, I know you had mentioned a couple of minutes ago about trying to, you know, get the recruitment as well after drafting guys and making moves, things of those sorts. But from a local talent perspective and trying to keep them within the Fargo Force black and blue.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, every kid you mentioned has earned the right to be here. There's certainly not any guarantee if you're just from this area that you can play for the Fargo Force. You know, we're still trying to win hockey games and, you know, we value having those local players, but every kid that we have here that has local ties is a really good player and has earned the right to be here, and we're really happy to have them. Obviously for us, if you have a local kid that's talented, it's great to get them under our umbrella and keep them close to home. And moving away at this time in your career can be difficult. I think it gives them a little bit more chance to be successful, and obviously playing in front of family and friends is probably the best way to get the most out of kids. But yeah, we're excited about every kid you mentioned there. I think, you know, it speaks to a little bit of the community in West Fargo and Moorhead and their development right now and how they got it going. You talk about a state championship, you know, plucking a couple players from that team. And obviously we're in a draft where you win a state championship and you're in the X. There's a lot of eyes on you. So there, it wasn't like we were able to just go and get any kid we want. But, you know, even for a kid like Garrett, you know, we go out and make a move, obviously, to trade for him and give up the assets we did. It speaks to how much we want to get those kids back here and how important they are to the organization.
Coach, when it comes to this season's roster, obviously first games are going to be out in that Cranberry Township out in Pennsylvania. That's kind of a showcase out there for a lot of players. Have you guys set the final roster yet then going into this going into the season, or do you have a couple days maybe after that event coming up there in Pennsylvania before the rest of the regular season starts?
No, the roster is set Monday of this week, so the roster was set on Monday. This time of year, there's some wiggle room as far as being able to play kids off the affiliate list and those types of things. But for the most part, we feel pretty confident we're down to our roster. So, yeah, we're going in. Those games count. You know, we kind of lead up the preseason to this past Saturday where we concluded that in Sioux Falls. And this week, we moved the kids into the main locker room and they get presented with all their jackets and shirts and sweatshirts that our front office does such a good job putting together for the guys. You know, I could keep going and going on what they get. But, so we've been moving forward this week where these games count. This is our team. This is the team we're moving forward with. I thought they did a good job of coming together in preseason, but now just the stakes get a little bit higher now as you get into those points counting and individual points and then collectively as a team, the team points counting as well.
Obviously, and Coach, obviously when I look at the preseason schedule, I mean the lowest scoring game you guys had was 4. It looks as though as of right now to start the season, it looks like goal scoring hasn't been a problem for this team. Has that just really been that this team is dialed in right away early in the season, or maybe it's the chemistry, or maybe you have some really outstanding potential goal scorers in this league? What has been the key to being so effective offensively in this preseason?
Well, there are probably a few different angles. I think that some of those games you're playing against goalies that potentially won't be USHL caliber goalies. They're more in a tryout, or they're a younger kid that they brought in for camp. Then there's another angle where you know, maybe we had more of a lineup that was closer to what our final roster would be. Another team was more of a split squad, so certainly you could see a little bit more lopsided scoring, you know, on that side. But as far as, you know, the optimistic side and our ability to score goals, it's certainly been, you know, something that we're optimistic about for this team. I don't think that I don't think we have the super high end, or we're going to be leaning heavily on one or two guys, but I do really like the balance that we have through our forward group. And I think that really showed in the preseason where, you know, even if we went with a split squad, there were still, you know, no matter what we did, there was lines that could score. And then when we brought everyone together, you know, it wasn't just one line having a really good day. It was, all four of our lines. I mean, you could sit in my office and when you're trying to do the line chart, kind of scratch your head on what the first line, second line, third line, fourth line are. They're all pretty interchangeable, which is great. You know, so it's for us probably on the optimistic side, I'd say that there's really good depth of scoring. I'm not 100% sure that there's like super high end or that will translate into the regular season. This league is, you know, it's, once you get up and running, there's going to be low-scoring games we're going to have to defend. But obviously, you know, just coming out of last year where we struggled to score, probably for me personally, learning a ton on how to get the stuff up and running and maybe a little bit of an explosion in the preseason because of that.
Now, Coach, when we look at your obviously time with the squad, I mean, I believe this is year 3. Would you say now that you've taken over head coach and general manager positions with this organization that maybe there's more of your fingerprints on this squad and more of maybe the player that general manager Skinner is really looking for to have on his roster, or has the type of player and the players that are being brought in has nothing really changed about that process and the types of players you guys want in this organization going back to before you took over?
Well, I was really lucky to take over the team I did because Nick Oliver, you know, had his fingerprints and his staff. You know, Chad Carter and Mags all did a really good job drafting that team. But those guys all saw the game very similar to me. Ollie and I had worked together in the past and talked together a lot on players. So I was really lucky to inherit a team that wanted to play the style of hockey that, you know, that I view. And then the biggest challenge was coming out of back-to-back Anderson Cup wins and coming out the Clark Cup where, you know, when I inherited the team, we were already in an asset deficit as far as draft picks and affiliates and those types of things. And then going on another run, we just kind of weakened our position going into that draft before last season. And then I wasn't GM yet, so probably, you know, I would say this time last year, I think, you know, our roster was due on Monday, and then you get a 24-hour window where there's free ads. I think I remember adding six kids in that time, you know, where that's not ideal, right?
Right.
You don't, we added zero guys this year, for instance. We added zero guys the year before. So, you know, you'd hope you'd be in a little better position than that. But it was just last year was so unique as far as, you know, if you look at the last 25 years of the league, just having runs like this, I think even being able to come out and be in second place at Christmas, finishing fifth, making the playoffs, you know, like those types of things were actually, like, unfortunately, relative to the history of the league, pretty positive experiences. you know, and it's hard saying that to the kids because they want it and they want more. But at the same time, just being realistic, you know, there were a lot of challenges we faced last year, and obviously coming down to the decision we did let me put it this way. If we didn't make the decisions we did at the trade deadline last year, we'd be in a similar situation this year because we were still in an asset deficit. We were, you know, our affiliate list, those are the kids that you trade away draft picks and you trade away affiliates, you know, and that's for a year or two down the road. We're still in that cycle.
Yeah.
Here where we're not having a ton of affiliates come off our list that are high end because we traded them away when they maybe couldn't help us in 2 years ago win the Clark Cup, but they're all going to be good players in the league now. So that's just kind of the decisions that you're balancing every day. This team for sure, you know, is, you know, every player here now, you know, is here because we feel like they can help us win. It's still not like we're sitting here. I don't have, it's not college where I can pick every player. We still have a draft and those types of things. But yeah, we feel a lot more confident with the team that we've put together this year that it's going to be able to play the style of hockey that we want.
Well, and obviously, Coach, you know, regrouping some of those assets, hopefully you'll be able to get to a point where you're not at an asset deficit anymore, because that's obviously key to maintain the program obviously going forward. When you look as a general kind of overview of the league this year, are there any, at least on paper type of rosters out there across the league that you're like, well, this squad here, they've got a lot of talent there, they should be real good, and maybe kind of a overall league look at who potentially could be teams to be reckoned with this season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting year in the league. I think it's extremely balanced. I think with the CHL rule change and losing players to the CHL, there are some teams that didn't lose that many because maybe they didn't have the talented player that, you know, the CHL is attracted to. And then there's other teams that lost a lot of players. So it didn't necessarily bump everybody down equally. But it probably in the end, like, balanced everyone, balances everyone out. There are a few teams, you know, that are going to come out of it better than others. But I just, it's so hard to say. That's, you know, going through the preseason, like I said, like if I see a team, but that's, you know, a third of what their squad's actually going to be, or maybe their starting goalie's not going to play, you know, what a difference that can make. So it's hard to say. I feel like top to bottom in the West, especially, is going to be very, very balanced. So it's just kind of another strength of the league. It's an every night league. These kids got to, you know, there isn't an easy night. So yeah, I think it'll be an interesting year for sure as we adjust to the new normals here. But yeah, certainly not for the league's as strong as ever as far as the competition goes.
Awesome. Well, Coach, thanks for a few minutes your time. We always appreciate it. We're looking forward to watching you guys in the Fall Classic against the USA National Development Team in Madison this Saturday and Sunday. So thanks for your time. Good luck this season. We're looking forward to continuing these conversations as we get deeper into the year.
Awesome, guys. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Coach.